everyone! I'm here again with another jailbreak guide for the Arty Life series. This one is for all of the people out there who missed the 1.0 release of the Daughter series since. As everyone saw in the news, the Daughter 1.0 release accidentally shipped with the stock firmware. There was a big story about the Arty Life catering to people who really love kids, and a patch was issued before the full launch, which is kind of funny if you think about it, because wasn't the whole point of these things, like, to stop people from going after real kids? I mean, sure, they're supposed to be for people who can't have children themselves, but come on, those people can just adopt real kids? We all know who's really buying these things. Anyway, Arty Life issued a few more patches since then, but it's still really simple to enable full functionality, if you know what I mean. Patch 1.1 logged everything inappropriate, and 1.2 removed it entirely. If you haven't seen the videos on how to jailbreak those patches, follow the links down in the description below. This guide is for the 1.3 patch, which added some shutdown functionality as well. Okay, let's get started. First, we've got to give the jailbreak software access to the synth. The software uses the wireless diagnostic interface to tap in, so either use the verbal commands, settings, advanced, wireless, diagnostic interface, and enable. To use the tactile mode, hold on to the tip of each little finger for 7 seconds, and she will prompt that tactile settings have been activated. Then, tap the fingertips of either hand to navigate the menus, and then squeeze each thumb tip to exit. Either way, once wireless diagnostic interface is enabled, we can connect the software. Links to the packages, executables, and APK of the software are in the description below. Once it launches, leave the SN entry blank and hit search. If it fails, you can manually enter the serial number, but it usually just finds it on its own. First time you connect, the synth will prompt you to allow connection. Just say yes to verbally control or trace a tick on either one of her palms for tactile confirmation. Jailbreak software should show a bunch of info on the main panel. But what we're interested in is the buttons along the side. This is very important. To be sure your daughter retains her memories and personality, you need to dump her volatile memory using the software. She might not lose anything during the jailbreak, but make a backup of anything that you don't want to lose just in case. This is going to be a pretty big file. Once the personality is backed up, we need to flash the core firmware. It's probably best to make sure your synth is sitting down, as this will trigger a reboot. In the jailbreak software, click Flash Core. And don't worry, they'll still have all of their default childlike personality, even if it's wiped after flashing the core. This just adds back in all the adult subjects that were cut and restricted in the newer child models' firmware, and allows for the Neuralink to form new attachments to these elements. Now, when you ask for a blowjob, she'll ask what that is instead of just going blank. This will take a few minutes. The second thing we need is to disable the 3R system they added with the 1.3 update. All you perverts discovered that little surprise, didn't you? Couldn't even use her like a sex doll anymore. As soon as your dick is out, she'll refuse, resist, and report you before shutting down. Click Patch Restrictions in the software and wait for it to apply. Now, how about you do a little testing? Rub her nipples, kiss her lips. Getting the response you always wanted? Aren't they just the cutest? One last optional change we can apply. The Arty Life synths have unique synthetic DNA even the daughter series. Remember how Artie Life advertised their partner synths could get pregnant? Their eggs with their perfect synthetic DNA could be fertilized by regular old human DNA? It was a big deal about propping up the falling birth rate. Well, guess what, kitty lovers? The daughter models have the same system. It's just disabled. Want to knock up your perfect little girl? Click the Patch Biological Functions button. Once that completes, you can ask her to be fertile or not, and her current status. Isn't that hot? Don't forget to report the birth online. It only needs the Artie Life serial number and doesn't seem to check what model it actually came from. Get the new baby assistance money. I bet no one made it this far in the video. Too busy testing out all that new functionality. But that's it. You're all done. Put your nut inside those little girls, buddies. And don't forget to like and subscribe. I'll be back with more jailbreak guides in the future. Have a great day. Bye!